All right, hi everybody. I'm Jessica and I'm a compulsive overeater. Thank you for inviting me to come speak here. I'm from San Jose, California, so it's earlier for me, but I'm still probably as tired as everyone else. So I came into program about 14 years ago when I was 26. I'm 40 now. And a couple weeks ago, I just took a 3-year chip. So 3 years of abstinence. So you can do the math. There is some relapse in my story. but I am grateful to have found my way back into abstinence after that. So I don't know. My memories go back to being 3 years old, and I have compulsive eating memories from being 3 years old. I know a couple things about my disease. One is that I was born this way. My brain is wired differently, and there is nothing I can do about that. So when I eat certain ingredients, certain foods, or eat certain quantities, like something just happens in my brain and I want more. I want more, 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 more. And like, there is never, never enough, never, ever, ever. I remember being a kid and our kitchen and our neighbor's kitchen, the windows were right next to each other. And so my mom went next door to the neighbor. They were friends. And I remember like waiting till my mom left the room or the house. And I just jumped up onto the counter and ate sugar out of the sugar bowl until I saw her leave the neighbors and come back so I could, you know, hide all the evidence. You know, my brain is just different. I needed it. I wanted it. I had to have it. And I got it. And, you know, understandably, I became a fat kid. In kindergarten, I was noticeably bigger. And by first grade, I was fat. I was a big kid. And I got bullied. I got bullied a lot because of it. And so this thing, this part of my disease, like the first part, I have zero control over, like my brain is just different. I like have this weird reaction when I eat that I just want more. And because of that, I put on a lot of weight. And the second thing I know about my disease is I use food as a tool, if you will. It is something that can change the way that I'm feeling. I learned very early on that if I'm feeling bad, I can eat things and it'll make me feel better. But it is a maladaptive tool because over time it doesn't work and it makes my problem worse. And it only works for a really short period of time. So, I mean, that was pretty much my childhood of, you know, getting bullied and picked on either at home or at school, using food to cope with it, made the problem worse, yada, yada, yada. I don't know. I don't feel really like dwelling on that part of my story. It's like, it's so long ago and I'm, you know, there's so much more to talk about. So I'm going to skip over a lot here and just say, I got into program, while I, was, oh gosh, I first learned about 12-step recovery, I should say, for food addiction when I was in beauty school. There was a lot of people in program, various programs there. And I just remember going to an offshoot of OA that's very, very strict and militant and simultaneously feeling like, wow, these are my people. You do things with food that I do, but also feeling like I will never be able to do this program. Because it was just so strict and, you know, I tried it as much as I could and was like, can't do it. I'm out. But several years later, I found out about just regular OA and I decided to go to a meeting and that's when I truly found my home. You know, I went to just about every speaker meeting I could attend because there was my heart thawed a little bit. It had been frozen. And every story I heard of with someone who did something with food that I did, it made me feel a little bit more human. Like, oh, I'm not so alone out there. You know, and by the time I was like finally ready for program, I had started my own business. I'm an esthetician. I had my own solo practice and, you know, on paper, like everything was going so well in my life, you know, this successful business, I'm married, you know, bought a house like crazy young and, you know, everything's going so right. But every single day after work, I would lock the door and then just go to the grocery store, to buy food for dinner, but I was just stocking up on all my binge foods. And what really started to scare me is when, you know, one package of something wasn't going to cut it anymore. And I knew that I'd need to get two packages. And that's when it was like, oh, wow, like this is real. You know, and I did all the crazy stuff, like waiting for my husband to go to bed before I, you know, would, you know, dive in. So, you know, who would know, you know, hiding all the wrappers, and I would like hide them in the bottom of my purse so I could take them to work and throw them out in the dumpster there, you know, all the crazy stuff. But I mean, ultimately what was happening every day is I was not looking at all of the burned bridges in my life. You know, looking at all of the failed relationships in my life, not looking at the fact that, yeah, I had this great business and a husband and yada, yada, but I had no friends. I had no one to talk to. I had, you know, no idea, like, how am I supposed to, you know, make friends? Like, that just seemed like an insurmountable task to do. And so I would go home and just numb out. Like, I don't want to feel all of these things that I'm ashamed of. So let me just eat and not feel at all. But you know how that story ends. So anyway, I came to program and it was just like miraculous. I start working the program, start working the steps, got a sponsor. I started to learn how to be human. I started to learn how to know what is this thing I'm feeling inside of me right now. I would go to meetings and just be, in awe of everyone around me who could just extemporaneously say what they were feeling and why they were feeling it and all this. I'm like, how do you know? Like, how do you know all that stuff? You know, I'd spent so long trying to run away from my feelings that, you know, I feel a lot. Like I feel a hell of a lot. And so you would think I would know what I was feeling. No, I would have the feeling and be like, oh my God, get away. And just want to eat. So these people that could name their feelings and, you know, have thoughts about them, like, you guys are aliens. Like, I don't know how that works. Anyway, well, I started to learn how to do that, you know, and one of the things that helps is putting down the food so you can actually start to feel things. So, you know, program was great. You know, I made great friends. All of a sudden I had all these people that not only were, actually around my age and, you know, unfortunately in my inner group right now, I'm 40 and I still bring the average age down when I enter a room. But back then, you know, there were a bunch of people my age and like, I would go out walking, we'd have fun. And it was absolutely everything I needed at that moment in time. But then, you know, I think where my story kind of shifts a little bit and kind of is the focus of the rest of my recovery story is just around surrender, or in my case, my lack of surrender. So, you know, I was doing program, I was, you know, following a food plan, working my steps, I was sponsoring, I was doing work at intergroup level, at the meeting level, you know, going to retreats, like I was doing recovery. The thing was, I was not losing weight at the rate that I thought that I should be. Like, it was very, very, very slow. And I had youth on my side. I was young. Like, why is this not working? And for a long time, I was able to just like keep my head in the game of like, I am not compulsively eating. I am not feeling crazy around food. This is good enough. But after however long of, you know, I would lose maybe on a good month, I would lose like 2 pounds in a month. And this is like working hard for this. You know, I was okay with that for a while. And then at some point it was just like, WTF, like what is this? Like, what is going on? Like, I had never worked so hard for something to have such a little result come out of it. And that was very frustrating. So then my health really started to deteriorate, you know, like pain and fatigue and mental fogginess and all sorts of stuff. And, you know, I'm still trying to work my program, and I'm not even going to get into that whole story right there. But, you know, that went on for a very long time. And, you know, eventually I had a kid, and kind of around this time, I got involved with a different organization outside of program. And that organization kind of planted this seed of an idea in my head of like, well, maybe you're only a compulsive eater because you affirm that every single day by saying, hi, I'm Jessica, I'm a compulsive overeater. You know, maybe it's just a semantics thing and a mind like trick. And, you know, coupling, you know, my frustration with, you know, not being able to have the physical recovery that I wanted, you know, dealing with the physical issues I was having, you know, dealing with being a first time mom and like frustration, all those frustrations, I was kind of like, well, let me experiment, let me try. And so I went and I did some experimental eating. Newsflash, I am a compulsive overeater. And it doesn't matter if I say I'm a compulsive overeater or not, my brain is wired differently. So, yeah, I was in and out of program, for several years, after that, you know, I never like fully left, but there would be long stretches of time in between meetings and didn't have a sponsor, wasn't really actually working the steps. You know, I had a second kid. This was like the worst pregnancy, the worst period of my life ever. And I ate. That was my first tool. I learned how to cope with life and I went right back to it. I ate. And, you know, life got harder. My health got worse. And I was finding myself every single night, you know, waiting until the kids go to bed, waiting until my husband goes to bed, and then just eating everything in sight in front of the TV every single night. And every night thinking like, okay, this is the last time, not going to do it anymore, last time. And then next night, there it was again. And so eventually, you know, thank God my higher power is just like, what are you doing? Like, you know, there is a solution out there. Get back into program. And so thank God I did. I heard the voice long enough, but I did. You know, really what it was is I was desperate enough. Like it wasn't even I want to lose weight thing. Is I want to not be crazy. Like, I don't want to feel this crazy every single night. And so I went back to program, and it was the most amazing experience to walk into rooms where I still knew all the people. They still knew me. They did not look me up and down because I had gained a lot of weight. They never asked like, oh, wow, what happened to you? They gave me hugs and they said, I'm so glad you're back. And I wept in, I don't even know how many meetings, for weeks, thinking like, why did I ever leave? Why did I leave this place? So, you know, thankfully my higher power, put me on this course of recovery, and, I have a really solid abstinence. I am relying on my higher power for direction in my life, even when it is uncomfortable. And God, let me tell you, it's uncomfortable so much of the time. You know, I am down about 100 pounds from my highest weight now. I still have more to go, but I'm still in the same kind of health-ridden body, riddled. And that's kind of where surrender comes in. I used to think that surrender was this thing of like, oh, well, I'll just surrender, you know, that food that I know that I can't deal with, and then I'll lose weight and get all these things. Like, oh, well, I'll surrender, you know, this behavior so I can get this thing. I never got it that like surrendering means you surrender it all. It's not, I'll give this up so I can get that. That's what, how I had it. I'm going to surrender, you know, my alcoholic foods so I can get this kind of recovery. No, I don't get to decide that. And so, you know, today I am abstinent. I am down a lot of weight. And the truth of the matter is my health is still really terrible. And I still deal with a lot of pain. I still deal with a lot of fatigue. I still deal with a lot of uncertainty. And I have no idea how it's going to work out or if it will even work out. And oh my God, I still shed tears over that. You know, like I said, I'm down 100 pounds, and I am more self-conscious in my body now than I was when I was heavier. That is something I never anticipated. I also didn't anticipate. I always thought like, well, I'll have skin removal surgery and it'll all work out. Well, with my health conditions, my doctors will not sign off on a surgery. So, you know, it's like all of these things, you know, we make plans and God laughs. So surrender is definitely the focus of my day-to-day existence these days. I can do the footwork, and I do a lot of footwork, and I work with a lot of people. And I also have to surrender, like, how my life shows up after that. It's not up to me. There are moments when I fully let go, but I take it back so often. And that's why I am in program. That's why I keep coming to meetings. That's why I talk to people every day. Because me left to myself, my own devices, it's not a good ending. So I know that is the end of my time, but thank you so much for having me. And I look forward to hearing all of you.